4872,
I got your priority. What's going on?
Well, a gentleman just came up and told me that somebody on the bus was smoking something, and he said it wasn't pot, it wasn't a cigarette, but he doesn't feel so good, and so I asked him if he needed medical, and he said no, but he said he doesn't feel well. He wanted to report it, and so I don't know what to do.
Okay, I copy. Was this on your bus?
Yes. Right when we got to Sunset, he came up and told me that guy was smoking something back there.
Okay, I copy. Is he still on your bus, and did you smell anything?
I did not smell anything, but the man that came up and told me said he did.
I copy. Is he still on your bus?
Oh, no. He went down to the MAX, I think.
Okay, I copy. Can you just ask him one more time if he would like us to call medical if he's not feeling well?
Okay, I'm going to do it so you can hear it. If you're not feeling well, do you need medical?
I don't feel bad necessarily. I just can tell that I breathed in something. I'm okay. I believe I'm okay. I really do.
He said he believes he's okay. It was in the air, and he...
It was very weird, there was ventilation, so, the windows were open.
Okay, so, yeah, there's air, the ventilation, the windows were open and everything, but he says he feels like he's okay.
4872, okay, I copy, we'll apologize to him, you know, it's really unfortunate that these things happen. I will get this documented on our end. You know, if anything changes, please let him know that he needs to call medical or anything like that. And then I'll have you fill out just a quick company report when you get back to the garage just to report what happened, okay?
Okay, so you want me to make a report when I get back to the garage, and he said he also is going to report it.
Okay, I copy. Yeah, give him the number to customer service or the number to claims. As well, if you'd like.
The 238 right number?
Yeah, 238 right. They should be able to help him with anything reporting that. But, let him know that we are sorry. It's really unfortunate that that happened.
Yeah, because he was way in the back of the bus in the corner, and I didn't smell anything, and I had no idea he did it, but he told me. So you're going to send me an acid report?
Yep, I am typing it up right now as we speak.
I meant acid number. Okay, so since that guy did that, I'm going to step out of the bus for a few minutes, just in case, and I will tell him what you said, and I will make my report when I get back.
I copy. Yes, please ensure that the bus is thoroughly aired out. I don't want you driving back with any smells. Open some windows and everything, and please fill out a time slip for being late.
Thank you, I will.